Yeah, so let's go over the Gemara again. Does Adam have a Gemara since the students have had an event? That's if you have it, that's also helpful. So we'll start with Omer Rav. Not in the Gemara, it's on the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Omer Rav, Abba Machteres, Venotel Kalim, Biotso Potter. So in the Mishnah it says that he broke the Chavis, maybe he broke the Chavis in the Machteres. Rav says that he was Abba Machteres, Venotel Kalim, Biotso Potter. My timer, Bidomim Kaninu. He's kind of Bidomim. So Chari means it's Kimlid Rabbinet. Since he's Mishayev and Nafshay, talking about a Bob Machteris who was aimed like Domin, he's Chayev Misa. So since he's Chayev Misa, so he's Potter from the Tashlumen for the Kli. And therefore, he doesn't have to, he's Potter from giving back the Kli. Ask Kim Lev Derabine. Just a fancy way of saying Kim Lev Derabine. Possibly later by Hemshech, maybe it has an extra dimension, but let's give a bit Bishut, it just means Kim Lev Derabine. The Domin Kaninu. That Rav makes sense when he broke the Kli. So the Kli's not here. So the need is to pay for the Kli. So there, Rav makes sense. He doesn't have to pay for the Kli. And Rashi learns that it means whether it was in the Machteres or even out of the Machteres. Because if it was in the Machteres, that's already the Mishnah. We're saying a Pshat and Rav. Rav is saying a Pshat and Rav. Rav makes sense. Rav memory makes sense. It was Shiver. It's Shiver in the Machteres. You don't need Rav. Stam and Milsa de Rav, if you broke it out of the Machteres. Anyway, that's a Rashi, the Balamor, the Rashi, they all learn that he broke the Chavis out of the Machteres. Says Rav, that makes sense. Lamaisi, he broke the Kli. And since he broke the Kli, so I understand that this Kimli Ravine, he doesn't have a Chiv Tashlumen on the Kli. That's what Rashi says. Mistab and Milsa Drav the Potter, Bishashibir, Ben Achshav, Ben Lachazman. The less new. The Kli's not here. Vitashlumin midi day, loy matzinun lechubi, Mamokamiso. So now he has to pay out of pocket. He can't pay out of pocket. We can't be mechayiv him to pay out of pocket, Mamokamachiv miso. But, says Rav, Aval notal loy. But if he was notal, meaning the Kli is ben, that's how Rashi learns the Kli is ben. So then, doesn't make any sense. Says Rashi. Because kolechet isn't the marayin inu. Wherever the kli is, it belongs to the bialim. Ve'ein zechayev v'tashlumen. The pikodin v'yalman inu gabei. It's not a chiyev tashlumen. If the kli is be'en, they're giving back the kli. That's not tashlumen. Tashlumen is when you pay out of your own pocket. This is not tashlumen. This is a kli that belongs to somebody else. It's like a pikodin v'yalman. But it's just a memoni gabach. And a memoni gabach, there's no kim lev d'ravine. That's what I'm saying. And a pikodin v'yalman, and a pure memoni gabach. So there's no kim lev d'ravine. So that doesn't make any sense. So there, Rav could never have said that, or it's not Mestaba that Rav would have said that that Bedomim Kaninu. Then he goes on, Rava. Ve'leikim, Loshen Shua, Omer Rav, Afilu Notal. The fact is, though, that Rav really said it even by Notal, meaning, according to Rashi, even if the Kli is Be'en, you don't have to give the Kli back, the Mokam Achiv Misal. Aye, why should that be? It's just to be called in the Amma. Says the Gemara, says Rava. That Rav's argument is, Rav is explaining Rav's argument, the Yeshli Domim v'nen suchayev. By a case of a Yeshli Domim, an Aval HaBen, a regular Ganav, who doesn't have a Chiv Miso, he's Chayev and Oinsin. Why is he Chayev and Oinsin? Or from the fact that he's Chayev and Oinsin, you see, Almo b'shusei kaimon. You see that the Chayvitz, if it's just a Pikodin, why would he be Chayev and Oinsin? From the fact that he's Chayev and Oinsin, Shem is not Chayev and Oinsin, Shem Achimim, Shem Esocher, they're not Chayev and Oinsin. From the fact that the God of his Chayev and Oinsin, you see that it's more than a Pikodin by him. It's Bishusei Kaimo. Chayev means it belongs to him. And when he gives the Chayfetz back, it belongs to him. That's a kind of Tashlumen. He's sort of paying out of his own pocket. Because the Chayfetz, that's the logic of what Rav is saying. Since you're Chayev and Oinsin, it's a riot, the Chayfetz really belongs to the Ganav. It's not just a Pikodin. That's why if it's Nenas, he suffers the Hefzid. Because it's his Keli that was Nenas. That the Ganav has to give back the Keli means he has to give back a Keli to the Bailim, to the Nignav, that really belongs to the Ganav. That's a kind of Tashlumen. The Ganav has to pay the Chayfetz itself, Be'en, sort of out of his own pocket, out of his own breakfront. That Keli belongs to him, and he has to give it back to the Bailim. That's a kind of Tashlumen. And therefore, that's still subject to Kinleib the Rabbi, Sochanami. Here also, by Enle Domin, by where he's Chayim Misa, it's Beshuse Kaima, and therefore, he's Enem, and since he's Chayim Misa, he doesn't have to give the Chayfetz back. That's how Rashi explains. Let's see Rashi inside. Velakim Rav de Prota, Filu Isnu, Taima Mehocha. Here's the important phrase. It's not like a pikodun. A pikodun, if it's nenes, it's over the bailam, because the bailam chayfetz was never. From the fact that the ganav is chayv anoinsin, you see that the chayfetz is in his rishus. He's the bailam, and he has the hefsid. So chanami linyan ein leidomim. So by analogy, here in a case where it's ein leidomim, where there's kimli b'drahamine, afa pide isnu, amina la pikodininu. It's not a pikodin by him. Ele b'rishusoy u'b'achra yusay kaimi. It's in his, in the ganav's rishus. It's his achrayis, meaning it's his hefset. It's hefset if it's lost. V'chinami v'chigovelu beidinamine. And therefore, if we're going to be goyve the kli from him, yesh kan tashlumin u'mchiyav miso. That would be called meisum mishalom, and it can't be meisum mishalom. Kilu Gaivim Mishana Chosiv. It's like you're being Gaivim from him, the Kli, together with the Kli Misa. And they ain't on a Mesum Mishal. So that's Rav's argument. So L'chorah, the Pshat over here is that Rav holds that every Ganav is really claiming the Kli. And the Kli belongs to the Ganav. By every Ganav, not only by this particular case. By every Ganav, even by Yesh Ledomim, even by a regular Ganav. The Ganav is kind of the Kli. That he has to give the Kli back is not because it's a Bikodin Gabay, but it's rather a kind of Tashlumen. Since it's a kind of Tashlumen, so it has a din of Kimli. So then, by Ein Leidomim, it has a din of Kimli B'Rabine. The Ma'aseh L'Achrayinu may ask, could that really be literally taken literally? Rav really holds that every Ganav is Mamish Kain of the Chayfetz. And that he has to give the Chayfetz back is only a kind of Tashlumen. That's the Mashmois over here in this Gemara. The Rashi is translating the Gemara. So L'Achrayinu may ask, so if that's the case, if you stole a chayfetz and it was worth only one zuz, and you played kid and it was worth four zuz, so the Gemara says in Baba Kama Samachay, how much do you have to pay? Four zuz, because you're high for the shvir. I think there's Rav talking. The Gemara is going in Rav. Because Rav over there said, Karen, can't you go? Now, if it's a sugya, I'll leave it to Rav. Yeah, the more saying it in Rav. So Achayim asks, why Chayef was this? When the Ganav stole the Chayfetz, it became his Chayfetz. So now when he breaks it, he's breaking his own Chayfetz. His Chayef Tashlum, and his I. So he has to pay for the Chayfetz because he has a Chayef Gneva. But why is he Chayef for breaking the Chayfetz? Maybe his Chayef is stealing the Chayfetz, that's only one Zuz. Why are you doing Chayef for breaking the Chayfetz? He's breaking his own Chayfetz. It's Tidei Katova. According to Rav, that it's not a Pikodin Gabe. The Chayfetz is really B'shusay Ganav. And the Ganav's Chiv to give the Chayfetz back is only B'Teres Tashlumen. So B'Teres Tashlumen, how much does he have to pay? One Zuz, what the Chayfetz is worth. If the Chayfetz is here, he has to give it back, but the Chayfetz now is gone because he broke it. So how much does he have to pay what the Chayfetz is worth? B'Shasing Neva, why does he have to pay only dollars? Is the Chayin missed his cash. I don't remember now anymore who, but it's a famous cash. So Ms. Tom, the answer has to be Al Derech, that even though that Rashi just means that the Ganav, well, I don't know, I'm not saying now a definitive teretz. The question is up for, it's an open question, and there's probably, you know, I don't know for sure what the teretz is. There are several possibilities. One possibility is that maybe Rashi doesn't mean that the Ganav, that a regular Ganav, who has a Chiyav HaShoah, that he's really kind of the Chayfetz. The Ganav, Rashi just means the Ganav would be kind of the Chayfetz with his Kinyonik David, if not the Chiyav HaShoah. But now that there's a Chiyav HaShoah, the Chiyav HaShoah prevents him from being kind of the Chayfetz. Since there's a Chiyav HaShoah, so the Bailam have a schus on the Chayfetz, Mikoyach the Chiyav HaShoah, so the Chiyav HaShoah and the Ganav prevents the Ganav from being kind of the Chayfetz. Meaning, really the Ganav has Kinyon Gneva, and the power, Rav holds, the power of the Kinyon Gneva is that you should be able to be kind of the Chayfetz. But Koz Man, you have a Chiyav HaShoah that tells you you have to give the Chayfetz back, that Chiyav HaShoah itself prevents the Kinyan from going through. But the minute the Chayfetz is Nenas, so now you can't be Mekayim HaShoah with the Guf HaChayfetz. So then, B'shas the Shvira, B'shas the Oynis, the Ganav is not kind of the Chayfetz, and therefore he suffers the Hefzid. So the Poyol, the Chayfetz never really belongs to the Ganav, Be'en. because kol zman es bene is a chiyuv hashava, and the chiyuv hashava prevents him from being kind of the chayfetz. Rashi just means that he has the potential to be kind of the chayfetz, and therefore when it's nenas to him, he has the hesed, because the only thing that prevents him being kind of is the chiyuv hashava. The minute he can't be master the chayfetz ben, he's not kind of the chayfetz. And therefore the chiyuv ha'intzim is on the ganav. But if he breaks the chayfetz b'yadayim, it's called breaking a chayfetz, that l'maisa, it's called breaking a chayfetz that he was supposed to give back to the Baalim, that the Baalim had schusim in, so that shvira could still be mechayim. Maybe that's a malafia. Yeah, but in a case of kimli d'rabbanei, where you don't have a chiyuv hashava,
that's only the case of kimli d'rabbanei.
Right, so maybe Rashi only means in the case of kimli d'rabbanei.
Then you follow the tashlum completely.
Yeah, but if we would make him, Rashi says, if in the case of kimli d'rabbanei we would make him give back the chayfetz, then it would be called meis umeshalim, because there is no chiyuv hashava. Because by the ganav really is claiming the chayfetz. Yeah, about in the lashonis of Rashi it's dochuk. No question. In the lashonis of Rashi it's dochuk. Maybe there's other possibilities. Maybe Rashi doesn't mean that he's mamish claiming the chayfetz. Same as Rashi never used the word shaloi. I pointed out yesterday. Rashi uses the lashonis of bishusoi ubacharyusoi. Right, bishusoi doesn't bother me so much. Bishusoi can sometimes, you know, we tend to be mechalik in shaloi and bishusoi because we're used to the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan's Gemara, but. You know, Zelafi Shein and Shaloi, Zelafi Shein and Bishusai, so by us it's very distinct. But you find sometimes the Gemara uses the word Bishusai to mean Shaloi. Like even in this Gemara itself, where it says Bishusai Kaima or Bishusai Dumar Kaima, the main meaning of the Gemara is not in whose possession it is, it's about in the Gana's possession. The Gemara's meaning over here is who does it belong to. So the word Bishusai could sometimes be another way of saying Shaloi. But Rashi's lashon is Bishusai Ubachayusai Kaima. You know, he doesn't use the word, the strong word of Shaloi. So I don't know, maybe there's something room to play over here, that it doesn't mean that it mamish belongs to the ganav in the full sense. If he breaks it, it's chayav dalzuz. It just means that he's the bailim le'inyan lehefsid. If it's nenas, so then, you know, if it's nenas, then it's nenas to him. So le'inyan lehefsid is a bailim. You know, we had this for earlier, before Pesach, and you know, Chanan had such a, by l'kfeilo, you know, you can own something l'kfeilo, you could be a bailim le'inyan lehefsid, but he had by dover goyim a the musig of being a bailim in the hefsid. So maybe here also it doesn't mean the ganav is mamish the bailim l'chol dover. He's the bailim in the hefsid. If it'll be nenas, he has the hefsid. That's also kind of bailim. But that's enough that therefore if we take it away from him, since he is the bailim in the hefsid, so if we'll take it away from him, that's called that we've been gaiva from him. Since he's a bailim in the hefsid, he has a chiyav einsin. His chiyav einsin comes from a kind of bailus. He's a bailus that if there's a hefsid, he's the one who suffers the hefsid. That's a kind of bailus. So therefore, now if we gave it from him and we're being mafsid him thereby, so that means we're being mafsid. It's a kind of being gave it from him, because we're being gave it from him a chayfetz. We're being mafsid him a chayfetz in which he is a bailum in the hefsid.
Isn't that the
Gemara's
teretz?
That's right.
No, the Gemara's teretz is that he's not a bailum at all. That is his chiyav achrayis not because he's a bialim in the hefsid. It's immediate to have a shoyl. The shoyl is not a bialim in the hefsid. The shoyl stam has a chiyav achrayis, but not because he's the bialim in the hefsid. Because maybe that's what goes back and forth. The Rav holds that the real reason why you're chayav in einsin is because le'inyan the hefsid you're a bialim. If it's nifsad you're called the bialim. Kol zman is ben and the bialim is the bialim. But if it's nifsad then le'inyan zed you're the bialim. You have to suffer the loss. Anyway, this is a little bit outside of our concerns right now. It's not really something to get to what we want to our work that we're trying to accomplish. But just to know that this svar of Rav over here, that he becomes the bailim, is not such a simple svar. You know, it creates problems of its own. But anyway, that's Rav. And Rav is choylik. And Rav says, v'loihi. Like v'lekim amarav, Rav himself holds, even if the chayfetz is ben, you have to, even if the chayfetz is ben, there's kim le'di ravine. But, says Rav, V'loihi. Ki u kim nerevach, rachmanu l'shusu l'nyin oinsin, aval nyinin mikno b'shusu d'marayu kaimi. Midi d'havi ashoyim. So Rashi says, V'loihi maskana d'milsu d'rovi. This is still Rava talking. V'loihi means Rav is wrong. Rav, alikim am a Rav, really said it even by Notal. But Rav is wrong. V'loihi. Because by Notal, you don't have to, there's no kim l'dravini. L'mestava time ad-rav b'ho, says Rashi. Da'af agav d'echad yesh l'gom l'chayi b'echar usoy. Lav kinyan hiloi, liyo is kishar nechosov. Here's like a pretty strong lashon in Rashi. Liyo is kishar nechosov. It's not mamashik kinyan the way Rav would have it. the ukmer rachmanu b'shusi v'chivas hakazlanim l'shalom hani milin shlumi v'lematz l'mei melei nensu. The Ashkenazim shoyim the chivin akosav l'shavim l'sholach yadim leches reil l'sholach afagav the toin meis ay nishba the haino einus chayiv the nasa olav gazlan b'shlichus yad. Rashi is telling me the mucker. How do I know a guy of his chayiv anoyns? Where's saying Torah? How of his chayiv anoyns? Doesn't say in Torah. So Rashi says it does say by the parsha shlichus yad. I don't know why Rashi waits till now to tell me this. But anyway, Rashi's a guy of his chayiv. The Torah said a guy of his chayiv and shlichus yad. That's only le'inyan lechiyav anoyns, where we have suggests a kosa of the guy of his chayiv anoyns. It's not because maybe he means like this Rashi. That the guy of his chayiv anoyns is not because the guy of his kind of the chayiv with his kinyanig neighbor. He's not kind of the chayiv. Why is he chayiv anoyns? Because it's exerts a kosa of him. Loishalach yodoy that is shaleich yad and who had every guy is chayiv anoyns. What the logic? Why should he chayiv anoyns? It's only because him. So he says because we did have a shayl. So then the Rashi further. I've been mikne leikani in mekayom and esloy. Who are you? Chiyav einsin not a riot or anything. It's merely to have a shoyl, and therefore there's no cumulative rabbi. So what comes out of this gemara is the way Rashi learns the gemara. First of all, you saw just the chayil of a pashut. The cumulative rabbi is only shayich in tashlum and not in hashava b'alma. In hashava b'alma, in hashava of a pikodin like hashava, there's no din of cumulative rabbi. Cumulative rabbi was only said by tashlum. So al zed donu. That's the nidun between Rav and Rava. When a ganav returns a chayfetz ben, when the chayfetz ben and the ganav returns it, is that b'teres hashava like a pikadon, or is it b'teres tashlumen? Rav holds it's b'teres tashlumen because he's really kind of the chayfetz to a certain extent. It's b'shus a ganav u'be'achayusoy harayif from the chiyav einsin. So you see, the ganav is kind of the chayfetz. So mele his returning of the chayfetz is a kind of tashlumen, and they another mesu mishal. And Rav holds, and Rava rather holds that's not true. That a ganav is chayiv in tashlum. That a ganav is chayiv in that the gneva is like a pikodin gavei. And that he returns the gneva when it's be'en is b'teres hashava b'yalma. Meila is not subject to kimlei b'derav mene. That's Rava. Nonetheless, Rava holds that if he breaks the chayfetz, if it was shiver, then he's potter. Says Rashi, both in the machteres and even out of the machteres. So that's one of the issues. The obvious issue according to Rashi: why is he potter? If he broke the coin to Rava, you have to return the chayfetz ben because it's if he couldn't get there. And nonetheless, if he broke the chavis outside of the machteris, he's potter. Why is he potter? Here you have a chayfetz that it's if he couldn't get there, it doesn't belong to him, and he broke it b'chutz when he was no longer chayim. So why in the world should he be potter if he was shiver b'chutz? That's the difficulty here in Rashi's pshat. So the Balamor addresses the Ramban, this discussion on Rashi and on the Balamor, but the Balamor himself addresses it. I want to take a look at the Balamor. Let's see the Balamor inside. Talk to Balamor. Teimu shalehei ve'arif bilchoysev shmaitzer derav d'abom machteres v'notul kelem v'yotzer potter. The Rif doesn't bring the whole Gemara. He asked the Balamor, why did the Rif not bring it? U'mistavelon. So he said like this. First of all, mistavelon d'hilksa kirova. The Omar Mistalpin Musa the Rabbi Shashiva the Lesna. Says the Balamor, the halacha is about it like Rava, not like Rav. It's like Akdoma to dealing with the Rif. But the Balamor is not going to agree with the Rif, but he starts off with the fact the halacha is like Rava, who said that if it's that this the whole tour over here is only if the Kli is not Ben. The Amit, if you'll ask me, Iba Shashiva, according to Rava, that the only p'tur is if the chayf, that the p'tur is only talking about where it was shiber, so my kamashvelon masnisani. So what's the chiddush of koin to rova? Rova is mistab and milsa derab. That the p'tur is only b'shashiber and not if the chayf is ben. So what's he being moisef on the Mishnah? The Mishnah already said, "Oh, you're bob machteres b'shiber sechavas ain't the dom and potter." And the point over here is, if there's no chiddush in Rava, then that would explain why the Rif was mashmitted. That's my style. The Ramban's going to explain the Rif. That the Rif learned that Shibra means he broke it in the Machteris and there's Taka no Chiddush in Rava. And that's why if Rav said it, the Rif learns Mistabra Milsa the Rav means Rav would make sense if he broke the Chavis in the Machteris, but then of course Rav wouldn't be a Chiddush. Even if he didn't break the Chavis, even if he took the Chavis out, Rav said that he's Potter, but Velohi is not true, and if he took Chavis out, he has to give the chavis back, and if he broke the chavis later, he has to pay for it. And the pur is only in the machteris itself, and it's taka no chiddush. The mistabra milsa d'rav is taka not a chiddush because that already says in the Mishnah. That's why the Rif leaves it out. Because once we limit Rav to shiber, and Rav is talking, and that's talking about in the machteris, so the taka doesn't say anything more in the Mishnah. So the Rif just skips the whole sugya. What? The Rif doesn't quote the Mishnah? Well, that would talk about you catching the Rif. I don't remember. Why he doesn't quote the Mishnah?
Because he has...
Yeah, he's right. He has... Rodev. The Rif brings it in a Rodev that he's potter from Shibur Sakel. So anyway, Yesh Lohashib says the Baal Mor, no. Even according to Rava, to Rava's Mistabra Milsa Derab, there's still a chiddush beyond what it says in the Mishnah. Dimi masnisa have mina hani milu b'shivu machteres atzma b'shoshin is chayim misa. Ava notul v'yotza shkrai nifta mena misa m'shoshi yotza. Ke roidev shechosim v'lidev hachay nidev. It's like a roidev, we'll stop being roidev. She nifta mi misa, there's no longer a chiyuv misa. V'yavi kelim b'inayu, v'yavi hadvi l'mayrayu. And since the kelim, if it's be'en, the kli, if it's be'en, it does have to go back to the Baal, because we're going now in Rava. We're not going in Rav, in Elikim or Merav. We're going in Rava, and the Rava is mistava milsa the Rav. The part that Rava accepts. So if the chayfis is ben, you have to give it back to the Baal. So shibir boser hochi. So therefore, when you break the keli afterwards outside of the machteres, ishtakach the hashtu de kagozalu. So l'chor that's a new ma'isik zayla. Kina aminim b'man de gozal chavisa meikora mimechavre meikora shavisa zulusoy shovi adalad tavir shasim shalom dalad gemar in babakama. Shum the keli de ilu isay hodr be'enei ishtakach the hushaytu de kagozalei. Now it says the Baal Amor, it's a very big chiddush in Rava, because without Rava I would say, what the Ramban says, that you're only potter if you broke the keli in the machteris, but if you took the keli out of the machteris, if the keli is ben, it has to go back to the bialim. So if you break the keli, you're breaking the keli, it doesn't belong to you, so you're chayiv on the shasa shvir, like the same way you're chayiv by dalad zuzi. The Ramban's kasha on the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor himself says that that's what I would have thought without Rava. Kamash malon, and therefore I need Rava to tell me that if you break the chavis even outside of the machteris, you're still potter. Why? Says the Baal Amor. And here we come to the main shop. The shiny din roidif mi din gazlan. Here it's different, because he's a roidif. The roidif mechiosu liyodi kaninu bidomi. Because a roidif, when he took the keli, when he took the chayfetz, the chavis from the machteres, bidomim kaninu. Rava agrees that there's a bidomim kaninu, the chayfetz belongs to him. And therefore later when he breaks the chayfetz, now there's some words missing here, and Dagoy Sabach, he puts it in, he's breaking his own chavis. He's kind of the chayfetz. So if he breaks it, Rav is potter. Yes, the Baal Amor, the obvious question. But how could you say that in Rava? Rava holds that you have to give the chavis back. Mele Rav, we said yesterday, Rav is consistent. Rav says you keep the chavis. So of course, if you break the chavis, you broke your own chavis. But according to Rava, you have to give the chavis back. So that means it's not your chavis, it's the Bailam's chavis. So how could you say that if you break it, you potter because didei katovar? Says the Baal Amor, chumruhu derami rabbonin alei delehedim emayin elamorin. Kevin deisei beine. That's just a chumru de rabbonin. What's the Baal Amor saying? Saying that Rava really agrees that you're kind of the chavis, you're kind of the kli, the be'en of the kli, and by rights the kli belongs to whom? To the ganav. And when he breaks the kli, shtidei katover, he's breaking his own kli, and that's why he's potter b'shishiber. Rava says that if it's isnahu, if the kli is around, the chavis is around, you have to give it back to the bialim. That's not because it really belongs to the bialim. It really does not belong to the bialim. It really belongs to the ganav. and he should not, because bedomim kaninu, he was kind of the chavis. It's a chumah derabbanon that calls man the chavis is ben, you have to give it back to the bialim. But the rabbanon were only machmir when the chavis is ben. But if you broke the chavis, then since basically it's really not, it's really the ganas chavis, not the bialim's chavis. So the chumah derabbanon was not said, does not apply. The rabbanon were machmir if the chavis is ben, that the ganas has to give it back. But if the chavis is not ben, because the ganas broke the chavis, then the chumah derabbanon doesn't apply, and we revert to the basics. To the bedrock svara, which is that bedomim kaninu, and the kli belongs to the bialim. V'ayinu dom rov aval notu loy kolaymi b'shleshiv aval oydim be'enom. So let's pause here for a second. The Baal Amor is l'chara saying that the whole machlokes rav and rova is a machlokes about a din derabbanan. And at the raisa level, rova agrees to rav that bedomim kaninu, he's kind of the be'en of the kli. And on a deraisa level, he doesn't have to give back the kli. And that's why Rava says that if you break the keli, you potter, because you're breaking your own keli. Be'emes taki your own keli. The same way Rava concedes to Rav that really you're breaking, that the keli really belongs to the ganav. The only thing is that Rava holds that there's a psachum derabbanan, that if the kli is be'en, if it's isnu, the kli is be'en, you have to give it back. And that chum derabbanan is the subject apparently between Rava and Rav. Rav doesn't have that chum derabbanan, and Rava does. So, the first question is, what's the question? Does that stim with the Gemara? Is that what it sounds like in the Gemara? The Gemara sounds like a whole lamda shemachlokes. Psoinis, what do you see from a chiyuv oinis? Rav says you see from a chiyuv oinis that it's from the fact that he's chayav ba'oinsin, you see that he's kind of the chayfitz, that a ganav is kind of the gneva. And Rav says no, it's not a raya, it's midi to have a shoyel. Sounds like some kind of fundamental machlokes, and how to understand kinyan gneva. If the chiyuv einsin is an indication that the ganav is kind of the chayfitz, but do I say no? It's only midi to have a shoyl. Is a gneva bikodin gabei or not bikodin gabei? According to the Baal Amor, we'll see behemshich of the Baal Amor in a second. What he says about it, but according to what the Baal Amor just told me right now, the whole machlokes is Rav and Rav. They really don't argue. They both agree that bedom and kaninu, that the ganav is kind of the chayfitz. If the ganav is kind of the chayfitz, that means that is it a bikodin or is it not a bikodin? If on a deraisa level the ganav is kind of the chayfitz. So does that mean what is a gneva like a pikodon, or is a ganav kind of the gneva? It's kind of the gneva, and that's why askim adid rabbine he should be able to keep it, because giving it back would be a tashlumen. Rava really agrees to that. Just Rava has this extra notion that there's a chumah derabbanan that if it's ben you have to give it back. But on a deraisa level, on a bedrock level, Rava agrees that he doesn't have to give back the chavis. Why doesn't he have to give back the chavis? Because it's not a pikodon, because he was kind of the gneva. Her like Rav because he's chayav anoisin. That's not what Rava says. Rava says Rava doesn't seem to agree with Rav about the chayav anoisin business. So that's right away a difficulty here in the Baal Amor. Then the Baal Amor continues, and he explains the Gemara, the hemshich of the Gemara. Ve'elikim omer Rav afilu nota. So now we're explaining not Rava, but now we're turning around and we're explaining Rav. Rav holds that even if the chayfitz is a be'en, you don't have to give it back. Now, what should the Baal Amor say over here? Now, given what he said so far, we explained Rava, and at the Raisa level, you really own the Chayfetz, and when you break it, you're breaking your own thing. That you have to give it back is only a Chumah Derabbanan. That's Rava. Because you have to give it back. The Rav says you don't have to give it back. So what would be the, what's the Peirush HaMizbakish over here? How should we be explaining Rava? Why, according to Rav, do you not have to give it back? What should the Baal Amor say? It's not what he's going to say, but what should he say? He doesn't have the chumrah. The whole giving, even according to Rava, the whole giving back is only a chumrah derabbanan. Rav doesn't have that chumrah derabbanan. Rav goes with the deraisa that it's the day. And if it's the day, then you don't have to give it back. It's kimli derabbanan. That's not what the Baal Amor says. The Baal Amor says, "V'lekim amar Rav afilu notal the kaimon deviyesh ledomu v'nensu kaimi b'shushul inyan oinsin." Since if it's by a regular ganav, yesh ledomu an aval aben, guy doesn't have to derabbanan. He's chayv in oinsin. So likewise by a bom machteres, kaimei b'shusei, it's the chayfitz is in the reshus of the ganav. V'mehedelei, and therefore if he's going to give it back, mechsi k'meisu m'shalom. It's going to be nearer like he's being meisu m'shalom, meaning we can't let the ganav. Rav says the ganav shouldn't give back the chayfitz because if he'll give back the chayfitz, it'll look like he's violating the rules of kimli derabbanan. It'll look like he's being Mesu Mishalem. Sounds like, is he really, is this really called Mesu Mishalem? Is he really violating Kimli Yamine? sounds like no, he's not really violating Kibbutz Rabbi, but it's nearer like he's violating Kibbutz Rabbi. It's nearer like he's Meisim Mishalim. What do you mean? You just told me that even Rava, the Bar Plukta Rav, even Rava who says that you have to give the Chayfetz back, that's only a Chumad Rabbanon. The Ikar Adin, you're supposed to keep the Chayfetz. Now Rav, who says that you have to keep the Chayfetz, which is the Din D'Oraisa, and the Baal Amor says that's like a Psa Rabbanon, it's nearer to Meisim Mishalim. Like the whole thing is topsy-turvy. When he's trying to explain Rava that you have to give the chayfetz back, he says, really, the chayfetz belongs to you. It's chumad rabbanon, you have to give it back. Then when he comes to Rav, who says that you don't have to give it back, he says, well, or at least he implies, well, really, you should be giving it back, but then it's going to be near Kemesa Mishalim, so you should be near Kemesa Mishalim. Like everything is, you know, like Rav, when he explains Rav, he talks Rav language, and he needs to explain the Shvira, how it's the Katana. But when he's explaining Rav that you give the Chayfetz back, he says that it's really Didei, but it's a Chumad Rabban. And when he's explaining Rav, you don't have to give it back, so he says because it's going to be near to Meisim Mishal. Kilu the Emes is not Meisim Mishal. It's Dvarim Neroim over here. What's going on? Let's see Vayter. Unless somebody has a Torah has a.
Couldn't he assume that in a Hanami, like, it would be Kimei Derami, but it's only Mechsi Kimei Simashan because it's a Rodev? He's only Chai Miso when he's in the Machteris. Like, it doesn't, like, if he was Machal Shabbos, so then he is Chai Miso. But, like, here, he's only Chai Miso for that limited period of time.
I don't know, in Rav he says that Mikra Adin ought to give it back. You only give it back as a Chumad Rabban. I mean, just that itself. He said in Rav that the giving it back is a Chumad Rabban. So Iker in Rav, Rabbi. In Rav, he said the giving back is a Chumad Rabban. So now you're coming to Rav, who says you don't have to give it back. So Ma Mikra Zechoser, what's lacking over here? Rav is Gavaldik. Rav is the Din D'Oraisa. Rav doesn't have the Chumad Rabban.
So he's asking for the Din D'Oraisa. He's saying the reason it's a separate Chashash because he's a Rodev as opposed to being a normal Kemal.
So in Rava this didn't bother him. Like in Rava he says that he's kind of in Rava he explained that it's really the Dei Katova. He seemed to think that there's really a Kimmel Rabbinic.
Yeah, in a Hanami, there is a Kimmel Rabbinic. It's Merci Kimmel.
Like, why is he injecting this now? He's injecting in Rav that Rav we have to explain that the giving it back, the not giving it back is because if you give it back it'll be near a Kimmel Mishal. Merci Kimmel Mishal. What does he need to explain? Rav is very good. Rav was the problem. Rav is great.
But meaning the reason that he wouldn't hold the Chumad Rabbanon of Rav of returning it is because it looks like it only looks like Meisim Mishalim.
This is why he doesn't hold from the Chumad Rabbanon. He doesn't hold from the Chumad Rabbanon. Yeah, that's what he needs to explain. He doesn't hold from the Chumad Rabbanon because it's near Meisim Mishalim. He doesn't hold from the Chumad Rabbanon because he holds like the Deraisa. It needs something. It needs a Yisuf. Also, what does that do with the whole business of Oinus? Like, what's the whole Hasbara about Oinus? Rav also agrees to the business with Oinus. Like, what's the Machlaikas? That's also part of the problem I said before. According to the, if it's only Machlaikas about, is it Nira Kamei Simashalim? Is it not Nira Kamei? Is there a Chumad Rabban? Is it not a Chumad Rabban? So what does that do with the issue of Oinus? The Emes is the kind of his kind of the chayfetz. The Dei Katova, even Rav agrees to that.
Right,
the only Shaila if there's a Chumad Rabban, so what does that do with Oinus? What?
Rav only says it by a right dick, not a regular gun. Rav seems to be studying it to regular him as well, learning from my.
No, Rav's saying an analogy. He sees it by a regular ganav that he's chayev and oinsin. So you see from there that a ganav is kind of the. You see from there that a ganav is kind of the. Is kind of the chayfetz. So mainly in our case, if every ganav is kind of the chayfetz, and that he gives it back is only milchay. That's the like Rav says. Now let's see if I think we need a. We'll see. I think there is a smooth shot here and there in the Baal Amor, but let's see all the problems. V'loi, he's explaining the Hemshech HaGemar. Kuleimar, V'loi mistam atayim ad Rabba. Rava says, Rava's wrong. Dechi ukme Rabba echmanu b'shusei leyukimnu ayat eris chayv en oinsin leyukimnu elu l'bishusei l'inyin oinsin. That's only for a chiv oinsin. Ava l'tivusi l'mikne mamash leyukme b'shusei. But the ganav is really not claiming the chayv. Midi dehavi ha-shayl. This is, who's talking now? Rava, Rava. No, well, the Rashi is still Rava talking. I think he's also learning. It's Rava. Baal Merlin's also. This is still Rava. The Pshuta. Yeah, I think this is Rava. That's how Rashi learned. The Lohi is not reinterpreting Rav. It's still being Chaylik and Rav. Yeah, I think this is Rava. The alternative shot in the Gemara, if not for Rashi, I mentioned yesterday, I said you could read Velohi as the stum of the Gemara. What I meant is that the stum of the Gemara might be arguing about what Rav said. Rav said that Kima Marav Afilu Notal. Says the Gemara Velohi, no, that's not what Rav meant. But Balmor is clearly on Rashi's side in that. Velohi is, there's a Rav, we know what Rav meant. No, I don't get, I'm getting bogged down in something that's not again. Just take my word for it. It's Rav talking right now. If we want to argue about it, we'll argue about it later. It's the same as Rashi. So explaining Rava. We're back to explaining Rava. So he says, so Rava says, Loikmar Abundar Rabashus Yalim Idi Aviashayo. Hilkoch. The kitzer, from the Chi of Einstein, there's no riot to anything, because it's only, the Torah only put in his Rishus Linyan Einstein, but he's not really kind of the Chayfetz. And therefore, the Chayfetz does not belong to the Ganav. Hilkoch. Kiein le domim veisnu be'enei, and therefore, if the chayfetz is be'en, chayev lahachzir, he has to give the chayfetz back. That's Rav Ashita. You have to give the chayfetz back. V'lo yahavi meisum mishalim, and that's not called meisum mishalim. Shein zenikre tashlumen elachazoras ma'amid lebailim, because this is not a tashlumen. The ganav doesn't own the chayfetz. The chayfetz belongs to the bailim. He's just giving back the bailim, the chayfetz that belongs to him. So that's not, it's not called meisum mishalim, because it's not a tashlumen. It's only a chazoras mamon lebailim. It's just a hashava ba'alma. So he's explaining Rava, why do you have to give the chayfetz back? Because you're only kind of the chayfetz in your einsin lebishusay, but letevusay, a real kinyan of the chayfetz the ganav doesn't have. So who does the chayfetz belong to? The bailim. So give the chayfetz to the bailim. Is that a tashlumen or is it a hashava? It's a hashava. Since it's a hashava, since it's not called meisum mishalim, there's no issue of kimli d'rabine. That's the pshat in Rava. So what's shver? At the top, a few minutes ago, the Baal HaMor said pshat in Rava is that really the ganav should be able to keep the chayfetz because bedomim kaninu. That he has to give it back is only a chumah d'rabbanan. And the Baal HaMor needed to say that because he had to explain why if you break the chavis you're potter. Why are you for breaking the chavis, not your chavis? So the Baal HaMor explained, no, because it is your chavis. Didei katovar. That you have to give the chavis back is only a chumah d'rabbanan. And now, just a few lines later, all of a sudden he changes his tune and he says, you know why you have to give the chavis back according to Rava? Because it's only b'tayres, because the chavis doesn't really belong to the ganav at all, and he's giving it back b'tayres hashava, not b'tayres tashlumen. No, so then how come if you break it, you're potter? Where's the didei katova? You should be chayav if you broke it. B'kitzer, he's mamish, he's soister himself from beginning to the end. This is the really glaring steer. I mean, besides everything else. Like, what did he just do? He gave with one and he took away with the other. Herman has conniptions, he says. That's not what the Baal HaMor wants. So what can we do with this Baal HaMor? So I think the pshat in the Baal HaMor is as follows. Emes, I think we don't have time today to talk about the Teshuvas HaRashba also, Mr. Shem, but I think in the Teshuvas HaRashba we're going to see the same thing. But for the time being, we'll just do the Baal HaMor. I think for the pshat in the Baal HaMor is up to two hakdamas. Hakdama number one. I mentioned the end of shir yesterday. There's a shailin in Abach. Where is the question? Is there a din kimeli d'rabinei on a memoinig Abach? Rav Nachman assumed for the poshut that kimli d'rabbanei is only shayach and tashlumin, not in a hashava ba'alma in a memoini kavach. It was neged to nene. Remember the beginning of the parak, we had the sugi of nene, and the chi of nene pastus is a chi of a memoini kavach, and the Gemara over there says there's a kimli d'rabbanei on nene. I talk of the chavay truma and chal truma. So Rav Nachman said, how could there be a chi? How could there be kimli d'rabbanei and a chi of nene? Nene is not a chi of tashlumin. Nene is a memoini kavach. My cow ate your steak b'shusharabim. So shemish is ram, not chayef for mazik, but I'm chayef for nena, meisar and mizel or something, because my cow now has supper, so at your expense, so your money is sitting by me, so I have to give it back. It's kind of a shavas aveda. It's a mamoni gabach. The Gemara says this kimli drav and nena. So Bochber asked this to Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim said nena is not a chiv, is not mamoni gabach, nena has different gedorim. It's a different chiyuv. It's a new chiyuv tashlumin. It's not b'teres m'meini gavoch. Akoponim in Rashi takin asugi. It says that Rashi is b'teres in asugi that kimli d'rabbanei is only in tashlumin, not in hashava. That's where Rashi learns the whole shakla v'tari in the Gemara. That's the yisoid of the sugi. Kimli d'rabbanei is only in a tashlumin. To the extent, Moshe Rashi learns that's the yisoid of the machlokes Rav and Raf. If to the extent that the chayfetz belongs to the bailim and it's only a pikodin gabei of the ganav. So it's not shaykh to kimli. There's no relevance to kimli d'rabbanei because I'm not giving it back with teres tashlumin. I'm giving it back with teres hashava ba'alma. Rashi takes that as an axiom. Likewise, the Ramban here in the Mechamas takes that as an axiom that kimli d'rabbanei is only shaykh in tashlumin. It's not shaykh in hashava ba'alma. I want to put on the table that I think the Balamor does not agree to that. We'll see later, Mr. Shem, that the Rashi I think also doesn't agree to that, and the Balamor holds that there's kimli b'drabbanei even on a chiyuv hashava. Even on a pikodin, there's kimli d'rabbanei. Meaning, if somebody acquired a pikodin with a chiyuv misa at the same moment, then he would have no chiyuv hashava because there's a chiyuv misa, and the chiyuv misa precludes even chiyuv hashava. That I'm positing that as a postulate. That's number one. And that's the real meaning, according to Balamor, of bedomim kaninu. Bedomim kaninu means that if you have something that you have this chovas, let's say that you took out of the machteres, and when you took it out of the machteres, you had a chiyuv misa. So even though the chovas does not belong to you, it belongs to the bailim, and it's only hashava bialma, you don't have to give the chovas back because kinlei chiyuv misa takes off the chiyuv hashava, and if you don't have to give it back, then mimele it becomes yours. Becomes yours, but teres like a yush. The bialim can't be mitzi from you. You're not mechiyuv to return it to the bialim. Your chiyuv misa removes your chiyuv to give it back. So if you have something that you're not mechiyuv to give back, so mevel it becomes yours. But it's even in the realm of hashom. That's postulate number one. Postulate number two, which we're going to need to make through the balamar, is. You know, I mentioned yesterday that there's a nidin and achrayim, a machlokes between Rabbi Krager and the Nesivos on the one and Rabbi Shimon on the other. Yesterday I said I think some machlokes rishonim. In a case of kimlei b'derabamine, a ganav stole something, but it's under conditions of kimlei d'rabamine. Does he acquire kinyone gnevo or not? Le'inyan could be kind of a shini, for example. L'inyan, if it's a behema, later on he shechs it, is that called a maisa tficha of a begneva, or is it just called a maisa mazik of a bikodin? No, is this called a chefetz agonov? Do you have kinyon agneva? Is it called a chefetz shul gneva? It's another way of saying, does the ganav have kinyon agneva? What differentiates a bikodin and a gneva is that a gneva doesn't belong to you either, but in a gneva you have kinyon agneva. And it's not bishus of halim, therefore, perhaps, and therefore you kind of bishino, whatever, there are repercussions from the kinyon agneva. And if Pikodin doesn't have that, if Pikodin, the guy, the Shomer has no kinyonim at all, he has no rights in it at all. So that's a nidin in as I say, it's a nidin in Achayim. The Nesiva says with Dava Poshut that Bemokin Kimli D'Ramine, since you have no Chiyuvig Neva, so you have no kinyonig Neva. It's a package deal. When you have the Chiyuvig Neva, you get the kinyonig Neva. If you don't have the Chiyuvig Neva, you don't get the kinyonig Neva. And Rav Shimon says he doesn't think that is true. He thinks that even under conditions of kimli d'rabbanei, where there are no chiyuv gneiva, but kinyan gneiva, you still have. Again, a pashat nafka minu would be if somebody stole something machteres, and then he did a shinui in it. Is he kinyan? Let's say it's ben. You have to give it back. Ben, you have to give it back. But you made a shinui. Are you kinyan or not? That would be a simple nafka minu. That's what the Nesivos is talking about. Yesterday I said I think some machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam, because by the din of im ein gneiva and tvicha ve'im mechira. Rashi says it means that by Gonav Tovach for Shabbos, a simple case, everything was on Shabbos. Gonav Tovach for Shabbos, but on Tovach HaMocha per se, it's a knas, no kimli d'rabbanei, but you put there anyway, you make an ein tvicha ve'ein mechira. So Rashi says, because Dalad Vehe Omer Rachmanav Le Gimel V'Dalad. So he said, what did Rashi need it for? Since you stole it on Shabbos, Kim Rabbi, you have no kinyan gneva. If you have no kinyan gneva, it's not a behem agnuva. If it's not a behem agnuva, so of course you're not chayef for tavachum bocher. The din tavachum bocher was only said by a behem agnuva, not by a behem that's a sitting by the bialim, or not by a behem that's a pikadim. And the ma'aseh, the Rashman in the Tshuva says that. The Rashman in the Tshuva says beferish that if you shech the behem that you stole on Shabbos or that you stole the machteres, you're not chayef dalad behem. Says the Rashba, because it's a pikadim gabe. It's not a gneva at all. It's a pikadim. According to the Rashba, that's pshat. That's the part of pshat in mengnei ben tichav ben mechira. From the fact that Rashi doesn't learn that way, Rashi learns mengnei ben tichav ben mechira just means a mathematical thing that if you put there a lakaren, we can't be mechayiv the dalad vehei. But lu yitzur, you can have a chiv gimel of a dalad, then we be mechayiv you gimel of a dalad. See that Rashi holds that a tficha of a behema that you stole on Shabbos is called a tficha of a behema gnuva. Because it is a behema gnuva, you have it in kinyon gneva. You don't have chiv gneva. You don't have a chiv karen. But it is a behema gnuva. So that was a machlokes. I want to posit now as a postulate that the Balamor holds like the Rashba, like Rabbi Kreger, like the Nesivis, that b'mokum kima d'rabbanei there are no kinyan gneva, and it's just a pikadim nitzlei. With those two postulates, I think we could work to the Balamor. We could read the Balamor, but even poshen amoyd. The Balamor said like this. Starts with Rav. Rav said, "You stole the chayfets. So b'domim kaninu. Kimli Rabbi, so b'domim kaninu." Says Rava. We don't know yet what exactly Rav means. Says Rava, "Mistabra milsa the Rav b'shashiva de lesnu. Aval not alod." Says the Balamar, it means that if the chayfets is be'en, you have to give it to the Balam. But if you break it, you potter. Ask the Balamor, why are you potter? If you have to give it back, so you're breaking something that doesn't belong to you. Says the Balamor, no, it really does belong to you. Because bedomim kaninu. Bedomim kaninu. What does it mean, bedomim kaninu? That you acquired it with Kimli Rabbanei. Not because you're kind of the chayfetz with your kinyonig neva, and the giving back of the chayfetz is only b'teres tashlumen like we saw in Rashi. Because Rashi read through the whole sugya, in order to be kind of the chayfetz, it must be that every ganav is really kind of the chayfetz with his kinyonig neva, and that he has to give back the chayfetz is only b'teres tashlumen, and in tashlumen is Kimli Rabbanei. The Balamar has no such constraints. The chayfetz is a pikadim nitzlei. He's not claiming the chayfetz. And faket, he can't be claiming the chayfetz because he's a kimli d'rabbanei. He's a bava machteres person. A bava machteres, a person who has kimli d'rabbanei, does not get kinyonig neiv in the chayfetz. Again, that was postulate. The second postulate is that a ganav who steals with mokim kimli d'rabbanei, since he doesn't have chiyuvig neiv with that theft, doesn't have kinyonig. And if he doesn't have kinyonig neiv, then there's nothing to talk about. He has no kinyonic neighbor. It's not. It's a pikadim be'alma gabe. Like the Rashi says in the Tshuva, that above machteres, the behemoth by him is a pikadim be'alma. It's not even a chayfetz agonov. It's a pikadim be'alma, and if he would return it, it would be just a teres hashava be'alma, like hashava sa pikadim. Nonetheless, says the Balamor, bedomim kaninu. He owns the behemoth. Why does he own the behemoth? Because there's kimli d'rabbanei, even in Hashava Balma. This is a complicated start, but I want to say something that is simple. I don't want it to sound complicated. So maybe just start again. Let's read to the Balma. We'll forget contrasting with Rashi. We'll just read the Balma. Balmor says pshat and Rava. Rava holds that if you steal chavis, you have to give it back, but if you break it, you potter. Why are you potter for breaking it? Says the Balmor, because really bedomim kaninu. You're kind of the chavis. Why are you kind of the chavis? Because your chavis is not yours. But this kimli d'rabbanei. And the Balmor holds this kimli d'rabbanei even on a pikadim. Even on a shava ba'alma. That was the first one. They're still kimim l'rabbanit. You don't have to give it back. And if you don't have to give it back, it's yours. And if it's yours, then if you break it, you're potter. Nonetheless, says Rava, if it's be'en, you have to give it back. Why? If it's be'en, you have to give it back. Says the Balamar, it's a chumad rabban. What's the lashon of the Balamar? Chumad rab. Chumru derami rabban lay the lehedim amayin lamari. Then what is the chumad rabban though? In most kimli rabbanis, we don't find the chumad rabban. Every kimli rabbanis that we had so far in Eilu Naris, we never said there's a chumad rabban to pay anyway. We had lots of Shemai maybe. We never saw a chumad rabbanon that Mekir didn't milchuyev to pay. Kimul rabbanon is a p'tur. Chum didn't work machmir otherwise. The answer is, the chumad rabbanon is that, of course, and tashlumen, and a regular tashlumen, there's no chumad rabbanon. You're potter from tashlumen. But in hashava's hapikodon, so really by rights, this kimul rabbanon also, because bedomim kaninu, that's what bedomim kaninu means. That this kimul rabbanon even in hashava be'alma. But there's a chumad rabbanon that an hashava b'alma, you should give the chayfetz back. If it's a case of hashava b'alma, then you should give the chayfetz back to the bialim. That itself is only chumad rabbanon. And at the raisa level, it's not true. Kimli d'rabbanei works even to take off a chiv hashava. But there's a chumad rabbanon that if we're talking about a chiv hashava, then you should give it back. If we're talking about a chiv tashlumin, and this is the key that's going to take us the whole way through. When we're talking about a chiv tashlumin, there's no chumad rabbanon. We have kimli rabbanei in all the mishnayos. Surface at godish b'shabbos. There's no chumad rabbanon that you have to pay because it's a chiv tashlumin. And a chiv tashlumin, this kimli rabbanei, the rabbanon didn't say boo. But an a chiv hashava, if you took a pikodon and you were chayav, you know, if you take a pikodon and you were chayav misa, so midaraisa is bedomim kaninu also. But there already there's a chumad rabbanon that hashava b'alma you should give back to the bialim. But if you broke it, so that already the rabbanon were machmir. But etzim really belongs to you. The chavis really belongs to you. So when it's be'en, the rabbanon said a chumah, you should do the hashava. But if you broke it, then that chumah rabbanon doesn't apply. And really, me'ikar adin was bedomim kaninu, and you don't have to pay. That's Rav. Comes along Rav. And Rav says he doesn't agree to this chumah rabbanon. Not because he doesn't accept the thesis. The thesis is correct that an achiv hashava the rabbanon would be machmir to give it back. But Rav says, but over here, it's not. It doesn't look like a hashava. It looks like a tashlum. Why? Because by a regular ganav, when a regular ganav gives back the chayfetz. Is that hashav? Is that tashlumin? A regular guy of stole a refrigerator. Now he's giving it back. Is that hashav or is it a tashlumin? So Rav says, by a regular guy of that's a tashlumin, because since he's chayv and oinsin, that's Rav's argument. Since he's chayv and oinsin, so you see that it's really it's b'shusay koy, b'shusay koy. It belongs to him, and that he has to pay it back, because he sees chayv and oinsin. That he has to pay it back is b'tayrus tashlumin. So since by a regular ganav, by a yesh leidom, or by a regular ganav, when he gives back the chayfetz be'en, that's a tashlumen, it's not a hashava. So even though in this particular case of above machteres, that's rather not true. Because above why is a regular ganav, why by a regular ganav is he claiming the chayfetz? Because he has kinyan gnev in the chayfetz. He has the kinyani gneva and the chayfetz, the chiyav einstein, the kinyani gneva, they make the chayfetz his. Here we're talking about above machteres. Above machteres doesn't have kinyani gneva and the chayfetz. We said before, we're going now like the Rabbi Kveg and the Sivas. Above machteres, a guy who has kimli rabbanei, enli domim, he doesn't have kinyani gneva and the chayfetz. By him, it's taka just a pikodin. And therefore, the emes is that when the above machteres gives back the chavetz, gives back the kli, it's a hashava b'alma. And Rav really holds, like Rav really agrees, that an hashava be'alma, chachamu u'machmir, that hashava be'alma, you should give it back. Says Rav, but over here, since in a case of a regular ganav, a guy who's ein le'domim, when he gives back the chayfetz, it's a tashlumin, it's not a hashava. So even though in this particular case of a baba machteris, it's not true. Here it's a hashava, not a tashlumin, because here he doesn't have any kinyonig neva. But it looks like a tashlumin. It doesn't look like a hashava. It looks like a tashlumin. Because people don't necessarily have this distinction. Everybody knows that a regular ganav, when he gives back a chayfetz, he's chayv anoinsin. What he's giving back the chayfetz is a teres tashlumin. So therefore, since by yesh lo'idomim, giving back the chayfetz is a tashlumin and not a hashava, So by Ein Leidomim, it looks like a Tashlum and not a Hashava. If it looks like a Tashlum and not a Hashava, then we shouldn't impose the Chumud Rabbanon. Because the Chumud Rabbanon is that you should do Hashava, but not that you should do Tashlum. Tashlum, that's Meisum Mishalim. That doesn't have the Chumud Rabbanon. The Chumud Rabbanon is Odom Meshuv Mishalim. You could be Meisum Meshuv. But there's no Chumud Rabbanon, you should be Meisum Mishalim. And here it's nearer to Meisum Mishalim, not to Meisum Meshuv. That's Rav's argument. To which Rav responds, and he says, you don't understand Einsen. It's immediately the Havi Yashoyel. Even a regular Ganav is not Kain of the Chayfas. He's just only the Bishusay, not the Tivusay. Doesn't really, even a regular Ganav is not Kain of the Chayfas. And even a regular Ganav, an Ein Leidomim, when he gives back the Chayfas, he's Pateres Hashova, not Pateres Tashlumen. And therefore, then when this guy gives back, when this Bob Machteres gives back the Chayfas, does it look like a Tashlumen or look like a Hashova? It looks like a Hashova. And an Hashova, Chacham said, you're not Mesu Mishalim, but you're Mesu Meshav. Hashava you have to do even b'makom mechiv misa, because that's the chumah derabbanan that everybody subscribes to. That's running through. That's the golden thread running through the whole Baal Amor. By hashava bi'alma, there's a chumah derabbanan that you should be mesu meshiv, as long as the chayfus is bad. But you're not mesu mishalim. You go back there, read the Baal Amor through. We'll read it through one more time. You'll see now. I think it's mamish like a. It'll go now very smooth. The whole Baal Amor. Take it from the top. Well, not from the very top, but from we'll pick it up from after the Kamash Malon. Right, it's like the middle of a line, but halfway down. The Kamash Malon, the Chiddush Rava. The Mishnah says he broke the Chavis in the Machteres Yipoter, but Rava says Yipoter, even he broke the Chavis outside the Machteres. The Shiny didn't write if he didn't Gazlan. The Roidif, Michiosi Liyodi Kaninu Bedomim. That a Roidif, he's kind of the Chayfetz with Bedomim Kaninu. According to the Baal Amor, Bedomim Kaninu means that even if the Chayfetz is Be'en, it's just a Pikodon, you kind of Bedomim, you kind of with Kimli Dramine. Because Kimli Dramine takes off a Chiyav Hashava. Kind of Bedomim Kaninu Yishaita. Ulachi Tovala, and therefore when you break it later on, Afab de Chiyis Nu Hadri Be'enai, and therefore, this is the Bach, puts in Ulachi Tovala, Dideka Tovach. And therefore, when you break the chavis, you're breaking a chavis that may carry din. You don't have to give it back. B'domim kaninu. I afagab dechiyis nu hadri beinayu. I if the chayfitz is be'en, the chavis is be'en. Rava holds you have to give it back. Says the Baal Amor, chumu derama yirabon le delehedim emayin lamari. That's a chumu derabonon that hashava you still have. That even b'makom chiyav misa you have to do hashava. You don't have to do tashlumen, but you have to do hashava. Midaraisa, you don't even have to do hashava. Bedomim kaninu, you're not even chayav in hashava, and that's why if you break it, it's called didei katovach. Because on a deraisa level, you're not even chayav in hashava. But midrabbanon, there's a chumah derabbanon that even a person who's chayav misa should do hashava. Doesn't have to do tashlumen, but he has to do hashava, and this is called hashava because the chayfetz is because of it. He's not really claiming the chayfetz. Kaim nisa beinik. V'hai nedom rov, I will not look lem shli shiber el oidim beinik. And then he goes to Rav. The Rav holds, no, you don't even have to give it back if it's ben. Why? Because Rav's argument is going to be that giving the chayfetz back, even if it's ben, is more like tashlumen and not so much like hashava. And therefore it doesn't get the chumid rabbanon. Why? Since by a regular ganav who's not kimli b'drabidik, the chayfetz belongs to him, linyan oinsin, and therefore when he gives back the chayfetz, it's b'taris tashlum, and not a regular ganav, when he gives back the chayfetz, since he's chayv and oinsin, he's really claiming the chayfetz. And when he gives it back, it's b'taris tashlumin. So hachanami, so here too, ki ein leidomim, in the case of above machteris, by him it's really, above machteris doesn't have kinyon agneva. By the above machteris, it's really hashava. But since by a regular ganav, giving the chayfetz back is b'taris tashlumin, because he's chayv and oinsin, so therefore, even by above a machteres, kiein leidomim, kaimi b'shusei, we have to look at it, he means, kilo is kaimi b'shusei, v'imehedelu, and therefore, if he'll give back the chayfetz ben, mechsi kemesu mishalim, it'll look like he's mesu mishalim, not like he's mesu meshiv. The emes is he's being mesu meshiv. And mesu meshiv is a chumud rabbon that he should be mesu meshiv. But since by a regular ganav, giving the chayfetz back is a tashlumen, so even by above machteres, if he gives the chayfetz back, it doesn't look like he's meisum meshiv. It looks like he's meisum mishalim, and meisum mishalim is no chumud rabbanon. Meisum mishalim ain't on meisum mishalim. That's Rav. In other words, Moshe, the Rav would agree that if you took a pikud, let's say you, I don't know how you would have a case, somebody got a pikudin at the same moment that it was chayav nisa. And I was mafkid by you a chayfetz. Yeah, you can have a case. I'm being mafkid you. I made you a shomer, and I've given you a chayfetz to watch. But somehow the Kabbalah Sashmira was at the same moment that you were Mechal Shabbos. So Rav would agree, Rav would hold, according to Balamar, first of all, there would be Kimli Rav. According to Rashi, according to Ramban, there's no Kimli Rav. It's not a Chiv Tashlom, it's a Chiv Hashova. Balamar would say, there's even a Hashova, B'domim Kaninu, you wouldn't have to give it back, but there will be Midrabbonin, a Chumid Rabbonin, you should give it back. Because there's a Chumid Rabbonin that even though you're not Mesum Mishalim, but you're Mesum Meshim. And Rav would agree to that. Rav would agree that in that case you should give it back, because that's called Mesu Meshiv. There's a Chumud Rabbanon, you should be Mesu Meshiv. But Rav's argument is by a Ganav. Since by a Ganav, a regular Ganav is kind of the Chayfetz, Varai is Chayv and Oysin, so therefore even if this particular Bob Machteris is not really kind of the Chayfetz, because he doesn't have to be Yonig Neva, but since by a regular Ganav he's kind of the Chayfetz, and he's giving back on the Chayfetz is a Bataris Tashlumen, so even a Bob Machteris, when he gives back the Chayfetz, it doesn't look like he's being Mesu Meshiv, it looks like he's being Mesu Meshalim. And therefore, Rav says he shouldn't give it back. Says then he goes on. V'loi, Rav says that's not true. V'loi mistava time at Rav Bahak. Yikmi Rabbanu Rachmanu b'shusay. Loi kminu elu li b'shusay. L'nin oinsin. Ava lo tivus li mikna mamash. Loi kminu li b'shusay. Midi havi ha-shoyl. Because Rav doesn't accept the whole argument from Oinis. He says Oinis only midi havi ha-shoyl. And a regular guy is also not kind of the chayfetz. And therefore, hilkach yein li domim v'isnu b'einayu. And therefore, if the chayfetz is behen, Chayev lahachzir, you have to give chayfetz back. V'loy havi mesu mishalim, and that's not called mesu mishalim. She'ein zenikre tashlumen ele chazores mamon lebailim. It's a mesu meshiv, and a mesu meshiv you have to do. But why do you have to do mesu meshiv? Because it's a chumad rabbanon that you have to be mesu meshiv. About on a deraisa level, it's b'domim kaninu anyway. He's not chayzer what if he said at the beginning. On a deraisa level, he's b'domim kaninu. You don't have to give it back. Even a pikon, you don't have to give back. But that was the Chumad Rabbanon that laid out at the beginning, that if the Chayf, that even though there's a Chumad Rabbanon, that even though really there's no difference, Eidon a Mesum Meshalim and Eidon a Mesum Meshiv, but there's a Chumad Rabbanon that even though you're not Mesum Meshalim, but you should be Mesum Meshiv. So that's the Machoik, because Rabban Rova, when you give back, when a Ganav gives back the Chayf, it's Be'en, is that called that he's being Meshiv, or is it called that he's being Meshalim? Rova holds it's called that he's being Meshiv. You need to have a Yashoyal. Chiv Einstein doesn't tell me anything. Every ganav, when he gives back the chayfetz, he's doing a hashav and not a tashlum. And therefore, Bob Machteris, if the chayfetz is ben, he has to give it back, because there's a chumad rabbanon that you should be mesu meshiv. And midraisa not, that's if you break it, you potter. But in the midrabbanon, you have to be mesu meshiv. And Rav says that a ganav who gives the chayfetz back is mesu meshalim, because since it's a chiyav einsin, he's really kind of the chayfetz. Except that it's not really Mesu Meshalim, because he doesn't have any Kinyonig Neva, but it's Mexican Mesu Meshalim, because a regular Ganav has Kinyonig Neva, a regular Ganav is Kainu Lechayfetz in the Chiv Einzin, and since a regular Ganav is Kainu Lechayfetz and he's giving the Chayfetz back to Taurus Tashlumen, so a Bamach Teres who gives the Chayfetz back is not really Taurus Tashlumen, it's really only Hashava, because it's really Pikonu Nugabe, but it's Mexican Mesu Meshalim, and Ainu Mesu Meshalim, or the Mesu Meshav, but Ainu Mesu Meshalim. That, I think, is the Mahalach in the Balamar. I think it's the Emes Mahalach. I'll tell you, Matt. Well, we really ran out of time. Okay, tomorrow we'll take a quick look at the Tshuvas HaRashba. I think the Tshuvas HaRashba is also mamish al derech zeh. With its havana, the Tshuvas HaRashba, things that are otherwise very strange in the Rashba will be very, very clear. But one thing I want to maybe underscore now is that if that's the case, so it comes out like this: the bottom line, how did the Balamor get it? The Balamor shita is that if you the chayfetz is then you have to give it back, but if you break the chayfetz, you potter. Break the chayfetz yipotter in Rova, Hilchasuk Rova. The Ramban asked, if the chayfetz, if you have to give the chayfetz back, then how can you be put? How are you put if you broke it? You broke somebody else's chayfetz. So, bottom line, what's the Balamor's response to that? The Balamor's response to that is that on a deraisa level, even if the chayfetz is be'en, you don't have to give it back, because even though Rova says clearly that it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the Balam. It's only Ashava Balma. But on a deraisa level, is kimli b'drabmini even on Ashava Balma. That's what it means, b'domim kaninu. And therefore, at a derice level, he was kind of the chavis. Since at a derice level, he's kind of the chavis, it's a chumad rabban, and he has to give it back. But if he breaks it, he's falter. The bottom line is, like, again, the Ramban asks, Rava holds that if the chavis is ben, you have to give it back. And Rava holds beferish that a ganav is not kind of the chavis. It's midi to have a shoyl. The chavis does not belong to him. You're giving it back with teres hashava. It really belongs to the Bailam, not Bataris Tashlamim. And yet, Rava holds, so you're giving back Bataris Tashlamim, it belongs to the Bailam, and yet Rava holds, if you break it, you're Potter. Why are you Potter? You're breaking somebody else's Chayfas. The Balamor's response to that is that on a Darais level is Kimli Rabbin, even an Hashava Baalam. And if on a Darais level you don't have to give, even according to Rava, that it's Midi Dehavi Ashoyel, and that the Ganav does not own the Chayfas, on a Darais level he does not have to give the Chayfas back anyway. That's what it means, Bedom Kaninu. You don't have to do even Hashava. And therefore, if you break it, on a Darais level it's the Dei Katova. With the Rabbanan, there's the Chumah de Rabbanan, that even though you're not Mesum Shalom, you should be Mesum Meshim. That's the whole Mahalach in the Balamor. So I want to stress, this whole Mahalach is not available to, is not Rashi. Up to now, I put Rashi and the Balamor are the same sheet. But Rashi is very clear in the whole sugya that Kimeli de Rabbanan was only said on Tashlumin and not on Hashavah. That's where Rashi learns the Shakli Vitaria between Rava and Rabba. It's not a Shakli Vitaria about Chumah de Rabbanan. Rashi learns clearly that there's no din of Kimeli de Rabbanan on a Hashavah. There's only din Kimeli de Rabbanan on a Tashlumin. So on Rashi, it's still going to be Shver, the Ramban's Kasha. If you have to give the Chayfetz back, because it's only Hashavah B'Alma, it's Pikodin Ugabe, so why if you break the Chavetz Chutz L'Machteres, are you Potter? That's very a glaring question. I mean, it's a very glaring question on Rashi. But up to now, we breathe easy, because we know the Balamor addresses the question. But now it turns out that the Balamor addresses the question, but the Balamor's answer to the question is not Rashi. How could it be they have to give the chayvitz back? Because it's only Hashavah B'Alma, and Hashavah B'Alma Rashi is clearly there's no din of Kimli Rabbane. So if you break the chavis, why are you potter? You're breaking somebody else's chavis. That's going to be a problem. Okay.